begins with Hridayam.
What is confirmed in your heart?
In the beginning, the first chapter.
First chapter.
When it begins is Sunnita. That is the first floor. Then Parashkami, or this Vidyadvi, Srivita, Sadvi, Nittam, Addesh, Ragivi, Jaina, Bhunit, Gatu, Dhudharma, Stamu. What is the definition of dharma? Our duty. What should be the definition of our duty? The first thing, Vidyadvi, Srivita. Vidyadvi, Nani, Vedavidvi. Who are the empirical knowledge? Empirical knowledge is always misguiding. It's a part conception. It cannot give the idea from the whole, from the standpoint of the whole. It is all a partial conception. However great ignorance, bigger ignorance. So all knowledge of experience concerned. Only revealed truth which coming from the center. Who are well versed in that learning, they should be considered as learning, wisdom. Knowledge which is accepted by those who are well versed in the basic experience, basic learning. Vidyadvi, Srivita, Sadvi, and which is accepted by the saints. And what is the symptoms of the saints, or this Ragavi who has got neither apathy or sympathy for what is thing. Kono kami nipatishtha. But independent of these three, they are really saints. And the truth that is accepted by such saints. Nittam Sadvi, Nittam Adrisa, are Hidayena Bhanuk Jato, and it must have approval from the inner heart. Then you can accept it as Dharma, as duty. That is what I'm saying, that is Manushanti.
Vidvat Bhagavate Pariksha?
Vidyavatan Bhagavate Pariksha. That is another thought. How far one is learned is to be measured by the truth given in Bhagavatam, the full pleasures. Bujjanti Yasuraya, the great, the so-called renowned learned men, they cannot find any entrance into the truth given in Bhagavatam. Vidyavatam Bhagavati Paritra, as Bujjanti Yasuraya. What Vedavyas says in the beginning, introduction, what I am going to distribute here, what to speak of ordinary men, the great scholars, they will be dumb when they will be dumb with gentry, but they will be nonplussed to understand what I say to be truth. Vedam Vastavamatta Vastavamatsaramananta. However, there is a tinge of selfish idea, of egoism. It is not for them. And Jiva Goswami is going up, say, Father, I cast them, if anyone, without this qualification, come to touch my book. I give him caste, but he has a papat. Oath, some sort of oath. Sapathur pita. They should not touch my book who has got not such attitude towards revealed truth. They should not touch it. In this way. It is not only for those that have got not the least selfish idea, selfish aim around things. then selfish object that anyone has got is this book is not God. We want to die a wholesome death, die to live the wholesome death of the what is the ego. And then one can be able to understand the autocracy of the, to admit the autocracy of the highest principle, that is to invite into wholesome death. Otherwise we cannot accept the autocracy of the cause, prime cause. To accept that creed, that means to become wholesome. Then matsaranam, matsar, that is the life here means matsar, separation, separate concept, separate interest. Anyone possessing separate interest is matsar. The whole self-distribution is miracle. Not expecting any law, justice, but the autocrat. Then it is possible whole self-death. Nidmapsa. The autocracy of the who was management. That one can accept, then he nidmapsa, whole self-death. Then he will live another life. This lust, this anger, the greed, everything of other time. Because it is the whole self-death has been already done. Now coming that kama, krodha, this is from other one, from Plato. And even in Narayana Vaikuntha, the whole self-death is not this. Only in Vrindavan also that is not. Yāsāṁ patraṁ sajanaṁ ādhya-patraṁ cittā reyur mukunda padamini prajavirti Uddhava wonders. The greatest devotee in the expression of his own mouth, Krishna, the greatest devotee Uddhava, he is nonetheless that I want to be a kripa to get the feedback of these dancers. Wholesale death is there. There are always no fear. Always no fear. Fear is the gentlest death. There is involved in risk of having infection. No care. Wholesale death. Now I can make it. Here it's got a value. Use his vices for itself, or itself, and die to the body.
Only by the agents.
Yes, anyhow, by the agents. Krishna Bhakti Yangamul Hai Sadhu Sangha.
It is also drawn, it is also.
Anyhow, the agents, they are wandering doing relief work, and they come in connection with someone and they try to utilize his energy, though he is not conscious whose energy he is utilizing for the service of the Lord. Sukriti. Then when it produces লৌজং লোভ জন্ম কোটি সুকৃত পার্ট বাই পার্ট পার্ট বাই পার্ট অ্যাকুমুলেটেড ইট ইজ ভেরি ডিফিকাল্ট বাই দি অ্যাকুমুলেশন অফ সুকৃতি টু কাম অ্যাডভান্স টু রাগমার্গ লৌজ জন্ম কোটি সুকৃত লোভতি That is also another type of prakriti. And by chance he comes in connection with the higher type of ragamargi or sadhu. Then he can get laulam. Such as Nityananda Prabhu is wandering, wandering to distribute that to anyone and everyone. Je aage paro etare kore nishtar. এই রকম কবিরাজ গোস্বামী পরে গেলেন শিকাগো কৃষ্ণদাস কবিরাজ হি ওয়াজ হি গট দি চান্স অফ বিং চোজন অফ দি গ্রেস অফ নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু অ্যান্ড সাম সাবস্টেন্সিয়াল ম্যাগনিটিউড কেম It washed direct straight and helped them to rise above this Ragamarga. Lullam Mattamul. The highest type of devotion is imparted. Autocracy. They don't come under law. Saranagat, the surrendered party and the autocratic party, both meeting, and some effect is coming out. We can't say, why you have given to him and not to me? This law cannot be applied. Because when you come as Saranagat, you want Ahiduku Kripa, Vijarite Arahi Guna Nahib. You must give up the way of justice. Then if you come with the consideration of justice, then I have no hope. If I approach in that window where causelessly the grace of the Lord is being distributed, I am approaching that window. From this office, causeless devotion is being distributed. Ahituki, I have come. Because if you come to judge my case, I have no hope. Then standing on just before that window, I can't say, why you are giving mercy to him and not to me? Will there? Ahituka Kripa. If you take the line of justice, I have no hope. So give up the line of justice. And I have come to the department where causelessly, without any cause, the mercy is distributed. I have come there. Standing there, I cannot say, why you show mercy to that man and not to me? I can't say. Because no justice, no law, I have come. I have come not for justice, but for mercy. Then I can't say, demand, that why you show mercy to that man and not to me? Mercy is mercy. It is causeless. Ahituki se koruna vidara vichar. The causeless department, above justice, only grace. That department I have come to get something. No justice, only mercy. Only by grace everything is distributed there. There I can't call any explanation why you have shown mercy to him and not to me. why you have given it to him and not to me? Comes. Once I told this to our Guru Maharaj in Puri. When all of us come in that window to get something, we can't demand that why you give him and not me.
So that is the most fundamental highest principle of Vaishnava philosophy.
And when we can eliminate that, then matsarata, nirmatsaranang satang, the egoism is eliminated. That is the evidence. But as long as I don't, he gets tired, why I not? That is matsarata. So I am not fit to stand on the front of that window. Where from that nidmatsalang satang was ahituki bhakti, ahituka pratihata. The wave, automatic, spontaneous. Neither beginning nor end. Eternal flow of a particular eternal substance that is bhakti, inclusive of all. And uplifting all, absolute good, distributing himself. Absolute good, distributing himself. That is bhakti. And we find it in its fullest form in Mahaprabhu. Absolute good, distributing himself.
Bhagavad-ji prathamei bala hoyeche arthesu abhigya sharan. That is the highest conception of the truth of Bhagavata, surpassing all relative truths.
He knows himself only, fully. Arthesu abhigya sharan, what is the purpose of anything and everything that is only known to him, not to us. We can know partially as much as he wants us to know. Arteshu avigasarar. He knows the purpose. The purpose of the movement. That is, everything for himself. In other words, everything for himself, and he is fully the position to know what is what. And when he transferred it to someone, he may know that much. Arthesu abhigya sarat. What is the purpose of the movement of the whole? Only it is known to him alone. Arthesu abhigya. We say, this is for me, this is for others, this is for this country, this is for that sect. All partial representation. And the clash between them is inevitable. Arteshu abhigya sarat. Janmadasya yata. That is also by itself. Reality is by itself. Janmadasya yata. Annayat is rata, both. Direct, indirect, both. Maya is also included there. Though it is something opposite, it is misconception of the truth. But that is also there. The position of misconception also included. That partial conception of partial interest, is also there. It is not false, as Shankara says. Vaishnavacharya says, this Maya is also that measurable estimation, that is also there. It is there to be admitted. Otherwise, why the trouble? Why the preaching? What the comparative study is there? Good, bad, everything is there. We should not boast that we can know His ways, anything, everything, all Siddhanta is in my fist, within my fist. No. That is foolish statement. He knows. And whoever he likes to know, to make know, he may know. Javani Vaishab Bhanati. Arthishu Vigyasura, Tini Bhamma, Hridayadi Gavai. How have you got this conception? He has extended this through Brahma, through the Creator here. Tini Brahma means Veda. Brahmagyan. He is all in all this sort of knowledge is extended from higher to this lower level through the Creator. Hrida jo adikavai, adikavi, the first maker of this world. Through his heart he has extended that fact that I am so and so, this is so and so. Mujjanti jat shuraya. And the great scholars in the ascending side, empirical scholars, their aspiration is stopped. They cannot understand this. They are perplexed to make out. The ways, Sura. Teju Bhagavidang Yatha Vinimayu Jatat Tesharku Masa. Just as we see that heat is transformed into gas, or it may be transformed, gas transformed into water, water transformed into earth. The Teju Bhagavidang Yatha Vinimayu, this mutual transformation, Jatra Suvastu Tisarga, Sattva Rajara Tama, three gun, the original abstract conception of this variegated nature of one. It is Amrsa, it is also there. The Sankaracharya will say, Mrsa, it is all false. Sridhar Swami has given note that misconception, light sometimes misconception is misconceived like water or this glass. Glass can be conceived as light. Light can be conceived as glass. Sometimes. This misconception is here. So, we misconceive the truth as false, Maya. Really no Maya, only misconception. By Arupa, Arup. Vivarta, and the Vivarta is of Shankara and the Vikriti of the Vaishnava school. Atattatu anyatha buddhi Vivarta iti uchyati. Atattatu anyatha buddhi is your Vivarta rata Vikara, Vikara iti uchyati. In the Vaishnava school, they have accepted Vikar. There is some reason, something at the back. And the vibhartha, the shankara, this is nothing in the back, only mental concoction. Vibhartha. So here Sridhar Swami says the vibhartha. Kachadu, jada-buddhi, bari-buddhi, when Mayadanav constructed the capital for the Pandava in Indraprastha, there was underlying plan that who is the enemy, who is the enemy of the Pandava, he would be caught by his vibhartha. Where there is water, he will think, no, this is a plain thing, but bright thing. And what is the glass, boundary wall of glass, made of glass? No, it is a good way out. So Duryodhana, when entered, he was in that position. There is a pond, a small pond, full of water. Duryodhana saw, no, it is a highway. And he got and suddenly dived in the water. And he says, this way out, a good road on the wall. Had to push against the wall. The vibhartha. Arup. One thing is seen another. And here, vikara iti uchyate, the real transformation is there, Jiva Goswami says. Yathadi nimayo, Jiva Goswami has given thrust in the meaning of this word, je vinimayo. Vinimayo means the thing is there. We put the money and we get the thing. That is vinimaya. I'm giving something and getting something. The change. So it is a change. The sattva rajatama gun. Change one for another. But something is in the background. And that is being changed. Shakti parinam bad. Ramanuja also admits this. Idam Shatvam Harish Idam. And the maximum view we can see everything. This is the body of the, this world is the body of the Lord. But we cannot say that this is nothing. Something. Parinam. Parinam means
transformation.
And transformed stage. Transformation is there and is transformed stage of a particular way. But it is there, the background is there. It is not nothing. Jatha vinimayu, jatha jatta tisargu amsha. Dhamna Srena Sada Nirastha Kuhakam. And by his own will, by his own grace, by his own delight sent by him, only we can know him. By his will. Jami Bishop Vinati, by his acceptance, by his will, of course. By his inner desire. Then that light can show us clearly what is what. Dhamna Sena. Only by His grace we can understand what is what. And not by our partial position. Our provincial position. But universal light, knowledge is extended to us and that can help to know that what is what. what is what. To know that, light from that quarter is necessary, and not light produced or which is inborn with us. With that light we cannot see what is what really. From the dhamna se no sadhanirastha kuhakam, all our misconception, kuhakam means misconception, is removed when light comes down from there to show me what is what. Otherwise, how a greater empirical scholar can be, he can have a partial estimation, negligible part, as Newton told, that I am only touching a very negligent part of the ocean of knowledge. A sober and sincere man can only speak up to that. The infinite ocean of knowledge has spread over my heart. So nothing to be proud of, our parts. Gaur Hari Bol. Today is the day of Gopashtami, that our boy Krishna, infant, in the beginning, he was given the charge of the calves only, small calves, your caretaker of the calves. But this is the day when he was promoted in a higher position to take care of the cows and the bullocks. More responsible, more aged, perhaps considered to be sufficient aged, sufficient grown, that he can now take the charge of the cows and bullocks also. He was promoted to that stage, Gopashtami. In Vrindavan we saw in Niyananda ground the milkmen, they take in the maidan so many cows and give something to, some food, some grass and other things there. Sri Krishna began his cow feeding today. So with that memory, they give some fodder to the cows. And also today, the day of appearance of Dhananjaya Pandit and other Galadhar Das and another Vaishnava. Galadhar Das and Dhananjaya Pandit?
Srinivas Acharya.
Both. Both two Tirubhav, and one Abhirbhav.
No, I read all Tirubhav.
All Tirubhav? Dhananjaya Pandit also?
Yes.
I forget.
Amitabha.
All Tirubhav. Gadadhar Das, he is accepted as Kanti, Bhava Kanti. Radha Bhava Dhuta Shubhulitam. Radharani is conceived to divide into two, to be divided. His inner tendency, inner mood, and the outer grace. So Das Gadadhar is conceived as the outer grace. And Pandit Gadadhar is taken as the inner mood. Mahaprabhu has taken both, and the shadow like thing represented in both of them. Das Gadadhar, he used to stay nearby Calcutta, Hali Shahar or some place. And he was a street, simple and a street minded man, as we, in our language. He one day approached the Qazi. You Qazi, you must take the name of Krishna. Why, I am a Muslim, why should I take the name of Krishna? Oh, you have taken already Krishna. you have taken the name of Krishna. And he embraced him. Yes, you have taken. And the Qazi was friendly to him. More important thing, in him we find, after sannyas in Katwa, in his last days he came to take charge of that place where Mahaprabhu took the sannyas. And he opened a temple there, Galadhar Das. And those that are at present also in charge of that temple management, they are all the disciplic line of Das Galadhar. Das Galadhar's tomb is also there, Samadhi. After his last day, he lived there in Katwa, in the place of, and that Kesha Samadhi of Mahaprabhu, very beautiful hairs Mahaprabhu had, so much so that the barber, he could not approach to shave them. So beautiful, beautiful face and beautiful curling hair. How can I go? And then the objections are coming from all sides. What do you do, Barbar? Such beautiful figure, such beautiful hair, curling, and you are going to shave. To make him sannyasi, this young man, so beautiful. How his mother, and if there is any wife, they can live if such beautiful son takes sannyas, they will die, he will kill them. Don't do. In this way, a great opposition, uproar. You know. Then they threatened also Keshav Bharati. We won't spare you if you give sannyas to this young man. In this way, threatening also came. But after all, Mahaprabhu's will is supreme. Anyhow, whole thing subsided. Subsided, seeing the extraordinary madness for sannyas life. He's so eager and so dedicated, intensely dedicated to Krishna. Sometimes he says, let me, why that saving is going on, he's taking the chance, let me sing and dance for some time. Then again, show the head in this way. So this extraordinary science benumbed all. Like a statue, they had to see the show, the sight. And it was done. It was done. And then Barbar, he promised that with the hand which I engaged to shave the head of this beautiful person, no longer I shall touch with this hand anyone's feet or body. This is my last attempt. And he began the occupation of a sweetmeat. Sweetmeat seller. And there is a buried underground there. Those beautiful hairs are there, buried. Sushil Ghosh, the founder of Amrita Bazar Patrika, and writer of Lord Gauranga Naomi Nimacharit. He written his Naomi Nimacharit mother, he wrote that only one thing still can be stressed from the divine body of Sri Gauranga, that is, those hairs are still there. If we unearth, we can see that. But another gentleman has remarked that, can he ignore his advices, his teachings? Is it not there? That is also concrete. That it is only the hair. We are told that hair stays for a long, long time. It is not. We heard or saw in the paper, perhaps, that Napoleon's hair was collected from his tomb, perhaps, and that was examined by the present chemists, and they say that he was applied arsenic for his death. Slow poison was injected. That is found in his hair. It was found. So hair is not, it lasts long. It is not worn out, not eaten by the evil Ulpoka. What is the generally the wood?
Termite.
Uipoka.
Termite.
The hair is not generally lost, not transformed. Hari Gadadhar Das, he established a temple there, and his generation, disciplic generation, are still in charge of the temple there, Gadadhar Das. And Dhananjay Pandit, he is said to be one of the Dadas Gopalo, who are friends of Baladev, Dadas Gopalo in Vrindavan. And here they are all so many friends of Nityananda, Gopalo, friendly circle. Dhananjay Pandit is nearby Sheetal Gram, Katwa Bardhan line, rail line, nearby. There is one Sheetal Gram. There also Dhananjay Pandit